They claim it's gonna be dark here someday if it don't. Well, if it does, why don't they cut it about? I don't wanna live down here in the dark. But they claim there's certain times of the year, then you can burn any time. I done burned somewhere in town, so police come up there.
Oh my goodness.
He says, you got that can too close to your house. I said, well, I got a fire hose here. I got a hose here, a water hose. Well, they had me to see down across that street, all them people, they know what's going on. So he made me cut that out and put the fire and everything out.
Oh my goodness.
You can't do that anymore. Police will come to your house.
Down that road down there, them people see a little smoke, they'll report you right there. That's right. Now they're there in a few minutes too. Now don't you think they'll get you down in Roseville. They'll get you down there right quick too.
Well, if you can't plant a mater plant, I guess you can't burn your trash.
That's the awfulest thing I ever seen. Now, man, I don't know, it ain't bad smoke, how to come out on that. He's going to court and trying to get his pass where he could, but I don't know where beta plant wouldn't hurt nothing. I put some out in the front yard and put straw. I don't have a hole for it. I just put it and let it by and leave it to the good Lord, all my stuff, and let it go. Just like I'm sowing some fescue now. And if I put my wheat straw down, I'll never bother till it gets up high enough to cut. And I got a blower that's so heavy I can't use it. I fall out with it. I had it fixed, it cost me $445 to get it fixed. What is it, put on the bag I bought from Sears? Well, I sold it, if I hadn't had the paid for it, I'd have to be keeping. You know, because it wasn't worth it. You just pay that much, that's more than a gill for it. But that's what it costs to get it fixed. I had to put new works in all around. And them, they tell me you buy one over at Home Depot, you buy a blower, it wears out, they give you a new one. Go back and give them $20, they give you a brand new one. You know?
That's a good deal.
How are outsiders integrated into the community? All these new people that moved in that aren't from here?
I don't know nobody down in Roseville, people like him. That's all I know. Cause used to, I know all my generation. I worked at Morgan Falls. And all my generation is gold. Just about.
So you don't even know many of them outsiders, huh?
I don't know nobody at church. No, I'd go to church, and I don't know nobody at the Baptist church and the Methodist church either. New people.
It's all new people at church, huh?
That's right.
That is a change.
But before, when you knew the people here coming up, do you remember when the chain grocery stores came in, like?
There wasn't but two.
Piggly Wiggly.
Wasn't but two grocery stores. That's a roll of store. And Reese's was in business. That's the only grocery service that was in Rose.
Wow.
Really?
They had a drug store. And Dr. Edward, he run a drug store. That's all it was in Rose.
Now I heard, what's that doctor's name? What was the doctor's name?
Answered.
I heard that he always gave people the same medicine for everything, all the time.
Some pink medicine.
They said it didn't matter what you had, he'd always give you pink medicine.
Well, he gave us calomel back there, that's hard on your bones.